Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're talking about water baptism, and is it necessary to be baptized in order to be saved? So we've been looking at that, but I have another announcement that I would like to dearly give to you. On Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Worship Center Town Hall Church, we are going to be doing a series, a 7 to 8 week series on the end times. I'm going to be bringing scriptures in. I'm going to be bringing news articles in. I'm showing videos, and it's almost like looking at yesterday's news, today's headlines, or yesterday's prophecies, today's headlines. So we want you to join us, be informed where we are right now in time. Israel is a timepiece of God. We need to know exactly what's taking place. We need to be ready. We need to help people get ready. So let's find out where we stand in these end of days, because it is getting closer and closer, and the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is imminent. All the signs, all the prophetic declarations, and all the prophecies have been fulfilled for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we're going to show you that in scripture. We're going to show you that in video. We're going to show you that in news articles. We're going to show you where we are right now. And we want you to be ready for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you would like to join us at 7 p.m., Wednesday evenings in our Tradition Worship Center Downtown Hall, or you can watch us live online, traditionworshipcenter.com, or on YouTube or on Facebook, but you don't want to miss this. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. We have snacks, we sit down, and we're going to show you all of the stuff. You'll make some good friends, you'll have some good fellowship, but you'll get a lot of information that's going to help you to understand what's going on in the world today and why it seems just so out of control, because this is what God said would happen. So join us on Wednesday nights. And now we pick up where we left off yesterday, water baptism and the relevance of water baptism. Let's continue in the service.
And so I'm hoping right now some truth is coming into your life so that you can help people who don't know. Amen? Amen. So you must be baptized into Christ Jesus spiritually, or born again is another way of saying that, in order to be saved. However, it's not the same thing as being water baptized. And then there's another baptism of the Holy Spirit. Remember that? Which came on the day of Pentecost, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Some people say it's baptized in the Holy Spirit. In fact, John the Baptist said, I come to baptize you with water, but there's one who's coming, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, until you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, you can't go to heaven. Why don't we say that? If we say it about water baptism, why don't we say it about the Holy Spirit? Because when you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. But there's another infilling of the Holy Spirit, your day of Pentecost, when it comes on you.
Yes, right.
Remember, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit who comes of Himself to live in you, He doesn't give you something. He comes. He is what He gives you, Himself. And He lives in you. He dwells in you. That's for your life. But when He comes on you, that's for their life. That's for me in ministry and laying on our hands and doing miracle signs and wonders and preaching and teaching. The anointing comes when He comes on you.
Amen.
But He that's in me is for me.
Amen.
To live and grow and learn and study and fellowship and commune. That's for me. It's not for you. The Holy Ghost in me is mine. It's not yours. You each got your own.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
When He comes on me,
He's for everybody I can get to, just lay hands, to preach, whatever it is. So there's a difference. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's the day of Pentecost. But the day of salvation, you get the Holy Spirit. He comes and resides. Where? In your spirit. Why? Because it's now a sacred temple. I will walk in them. I will be in them. I'll be their God and they shall be my people. Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, if I die and I'm saved and not baptized, he came at salvation. I go to heaven. Amen. Amen. I hope it's bringing some clarity to some of us. Amen. Especially you watching by the way of the internet. So water baptism is purely an outward sign of God's cleansing work at salvation in a person's heart and is therefore meaningless without a prior spiritual baptism into Christ. You've got to be born again. And once you get born again, you become a brand new creation. Your spirit is now righteous. And now you need to go and do the rest of it because now that I've got the Holy Ghost, he's telling you, get baptized. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. Amen. Correct? Yes. He's telling you, stop cussing. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you to sow an offering. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you not to be angry and hateful towards people. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you, love God. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you to love people like you love God. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you love your enemies. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. He's telling you get water baptized. Why? Because it's in line with the scriptures. Yeah. Obedience to Christ only happens after salvation in Christ. Amen. And without salvation in Christ, there's no obedience to Christ. Why? Because you're spiritually discerned. He said the people outside of this covenant are spiritually discerned and cannot be obedient to Christ. Why? Because they don't know the truth. They don't know what's truth and what's a lie. He's called the Spirit of Truth. So when he came in you at salvation, he came in you and he's revealing truths to you. He's just revealing in your life. That's for you. Amen. Revealing truths to you. Then the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for the people outside and around you. So there's baptism in Christ, that's put on Christ, the Bible calls it. There's baptism in the Holy Spirit, that's the day of Pentecost. And there's baptism in water. But some people think that if you don't have your day of Pentecost and you don't pray in other tongues, you're not saved. That's not true. If you receive Jesus, you see, they want to do Christ and. Christ and my good works. Christ and my obedience. Christ and the infilling of the Holy Spirit the second time. That's not what the Bible said. He said when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he comes in John 2:27 to abide in you at that point. I don't need anything but Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ to be saved. And don't forget it was involving the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For God the Father so loved the Son, Jesus, that he loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, and he was raised by the Holy Spirit. The Trinity in action one more time. Amen? And so when I believe the finished work, I get saved. I don't need anything else. I don't need anything. I don't need Jesus and... That's where Paul came. He said, you're mixing the old covenant with the new covenant by trying to do your works again. If you're going with the old covenant, go with the whole old covenant, or else you're in trouble. Yeah. It's not Jesus and, it's Jesus, period. Yes. Jesus only, period. He said, I, Jesus, am the way. I am the truth and I am the righteousness. Think about this. I am the way, Yahweh. He's the way to eternal salvation. I am the truth. He gives you the Holy Spirit of truth. Right? I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life to the Father. That's once again Trinity in action. Way, the truth, and the life. I don't need anything but Jesus Christ. And we need to get that settled in our lives once and for all. It's not Jesus and your good works. Right? That's powerful stuff. If I can just get a hold of Jesus and cling to Jesus, just cling to Jesus and let Jesus just direct your footsteps. I'm telling you, And Jesus is the Holy Ghost, don't forget. I said before, if you had God the Father standing here and you had Jesus Christ the Son standing here, they wouldn't have like you and I. I've got a spirit because I am a spirit. You'd have my spirit with me in front of me, and you'd have Pastor John's spirit in front of him, and we'd have someone else's spirit in front of them. Three people, three spirits. Not so with God. One spirit. One spirit. God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit are one. And so we got to start to understand, all I need is Jesus Christ for salvation. I just need Him, and He brings the Trinity into my life. So baptism is not essential in going to heaven. Neither are your good works essential in going to heaven. It's your belief and trust in Jesus Christ that gets you to heaven. And what gets you to hell? It's your disbelief and not accepting what He did that gets you to hell. Period. Amen. So what we're doing is we're likening people who've received Christ and made Him the Lord and Savior, and not getting baptized can't get you to heaven. It's like saying you're unsaved. Person who hasn't received Jesus is going to hell. So are you. But I received Him. Yeah, but you weren't baptized. No, you're wrong. I know I'm nailing it from different directions and angles, but we need to get an understanding that baptism is symbolic of what I've done and what Christ has done in my life. Amen. And now my obedience to Jesus Christ. Yes, my death, guys, my burial, and yes, my resurrection, and yes, my ascension. Amen. You see, you're already in the kingdom. Amen. You're already in the kingdom. God said the kingdom of heaven is where? Nigh thee. It's in you. Amen. We're already in the kingdom. You get saved, you're in the kingdom. Yes. Death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Amen. Oh, I'm so excited about it. So in conclusion, water baptism is a symbol to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and a public declaration of our repentance and promise not to continue walking in sin. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to show the world I am now born again. I'm a child of Christ. And I'm going to do my utmost not to sin anymore. Amen. That's it. That's what water baptism is. I've been obedient to do it, and that's what it is. And number two, water baptism is a practical demonstration of our spiritual reality and a personal testimony that we have passed from the old life of sin to the new life in Christ. That's what it is. That's what it is. Amen.
Hello, thank you for joining us today. I'd like to just leave you with a little bit of information about our church, and hopefully you can join us in a service sometime and come and experience the power, the grace, and the love of God. God bless you. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times